0499 or email studio@kfmradio.com. We're moving back over to Tara Flanagan, who's in studio too.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm joined now on the line with Fine Gael councillor Peggy O'Dwyer from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District. Good morning, Peggy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Peggy, morning.
Morning. Looking at some of your motions, now some we had covered with some councillors already, but some of the ones we didn't were you chaired motions. But you did ask the council to install school zone markings at Carra National School. Can you just tell us how this comes about and what they say?
Yeah, the school zone markings, they're surface painted road markings with the pencil bollards on the footpaths. Now, some of them you'll see, we have them already in Newbridge, we'd say up in St. Patrick's and National School and out at on the Green Road where the Gwales Gull. So the purpose of them is to highlight, I suppose, traffic calming measures to reduce speed in the presence of where we have vulnerable road users, such as the young pedestrian and the cyclists. So they're both, the language on the surface of the road are both in English and in Irish. So Carra, while they are getting some road improvements done this year within the village, Carra National School sits right within the village of Carra. So from the response there, you have noticed there they don't have the money, but they will, if funding becomes available during the year, they will do an assessment for the appropriate locations for the markings. But if we don't get them next year, this year or next year will be fine too. But they actually highlight a school area, a very busy area where you have school buses, lots of parents, lots of cars, and they're very effective to just slow down traffic in round schools.
You're right, and we've seen it. I know it was just put in Kildare Town recently, but it's across the county where it has been put in. And as you said, it flags two motorists to slow down. And it's, yeah, I think it'll be a requirement across the board. But that'd be welcome news to see that. You also asked the council to examine the road in St. Conlet Cemetery and that they would complete relevant repairs. For those unfamiliar, what's the issue there, Peggy?
St. Conlet Cemetery, as you know, is a very large cemetery here in Newbridge, and there is driving access within the cemetery. So on the left, we have the newer part of the cemetery, but on the right, it's the much older part, and it goes way, way back. So when you're driving back down towards the end, particularly where the Columbarian Wall is, there are some road improvements that are required. There's some potholes. And when you come up through the centre of St. Conlet Cemetery, people do drive in to reach down, particularly down at the back where their graves are, you know, just to visit the graves, water flowers, keep the grave tidy. So the environmental section have agreed that they will inspect the area, and subject to the funding, the works will be completed by the end of the summer.
Okay, so that's welcome news. Now, the other thing, Peggy, you attended the HSE Dublin and Midlands Regional Health Forum meeting. Can you tell us what motion you raised with them?
Yeah, this is a regional forum meeting where we have 40 councillors from all over the Kildare West Wicklow region, and we get the opportunity to meet senior colleagues within the HSE to ask motions and questions. And my question really, or motion, was around targeting an educational programme around vaping and particularly neurological effects from vaping. So as we know, we've managed the cigarettes. We've done a huge amount of work from the point of view reducing down cigarette usage. But unfortunately, we have increased the use of the vaping. So young people in particularly, they become very dependent on the vaping. We don't know actually what quantity of nicotine are in a lot of the vapes. The liquids can have high levels of chemicals and colouring. And the long-term use hasn't been established, but certainly from early research, we do know that it causes damage to both the heart, the lungs, the blood vessels. And this in the long term can cause long-term damage. We can get mouth and gum disease, heart strain, spinal cord can even be damaged because you're reducing the oxygen supply through the blood into the spinal cord where you need it to have it healthy. So I don't think we have done enough from the point of view of targeting the educational programme for younger teenagers that have started to vape and the consequences of vaping. So they have agreed to write to the Minister for Health to try and do more to stop people from vaping, because everybody is vaping, and we even have an issue around the disposable of the vape. So for me, it's to get in early to highlight the risks of the use of vaping and try and discourage people from starting to vape in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is something we have been covering quite a bit here with KFM News. And as you said, with some the content, you're not always certain what you're ingesting.
Yeah.
And we've also had some students that have been hospitalised in the county. So we would welcome your, love you to share with us, Peggy, what response you received.
Yes, of course.
That was Fine Gael Councillor Peggy O'Dwyer. Thanks for coming on with us from the Kildare Newbridge Municipal District.
Talk that matters. Text or WhatsApp Kildare today.